Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Montana, Big Zeit Country, which is, of course, a reference to the Montana license plate that brags that they're the big sky state.
A lot of sky over there.
I've always thought that was like kind of poetic, but super producer Brian was also pointing out that it's not a great sign when you are bragging about how like good the view of the sky is.
Hey man, welcome to Montana. Whoa, what's up with this place? Wait, why don't you look at the sky, asshole? Okay.
Hey, look up there.
Look up there.
Just it's run away.
Dope.
I mean, should we just open up off top talking about what's on your mind?
Bro. Yeah, fuck it. Okay. Wanna talk about Manchester United versus Arsenal? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, it seems like
I don't even look. This is, you know, it used to be a big grudge match back when Sir Alex Ferguson was the manager of United and Arsene Wenger was the manager of Arsenal. And then things have changed. We've both kind of slipped and gone our separate ways, but both teams have been resurgent recently. And, you know, Manchester United has been up and down. The only reason I'm talking about this is because in soccer, they have introduced a thing called VAR, which is the video assistant referee. So if there's like a penalty shout or something and maybe a foul that maybe the referee needs to check and make sure he got the call right, they do that. And in this game, we saw two penalty shouts. One where Cristiano Ronaldo, he buried the penalty, but one of our players had brought down a Manchester United player in the box. And yeah, I'm not going to really say that was a clean tackle. I can see how that could have been a penalty. But earlier in the game, Harry Maguire for Manchester United straight up just grabbed one of our defenders' wrists and just dragged him to the ground cynically, not even looking for the ball. And that was such a blatant penalty that wasn't given that I'm just in my feelings. It's a lot of ups and downs with my sports recently. So all that to say, I'm seething. But
yeah,
that's the fun of sport. You know, you're up, you're down. It's just tough when like you're, you know, sports fans know this when you're like, it's rigged. You know, right. when you have that feeling and like you're adamant about it and you're like, this is what the league does,
knows,
man.
True.
This is the, what the league does. They got to make sure that Cristiano Ronaldo and the right. and United, they're going places. They wrote us off. And that's the mindset I'm in. I got my tinfoil hat on. But anyway.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
What was that about Joe Byron?
Joe Biden announced his COVID plans. And yes. Speaking of tinfoil hats, that's what he's recommending. He said that's what's going to... save us is now.
You guys heard about this 5G? You're like, oh my God, did Joe Biden say that right now?
Oh, Joe. Biden's COVID plans include expanding booster access, expanding vaccine access for kids, free at-home rapid tests, which is something that we called for. So it seems like Biden is... I haven't gotten his Spotify Wrapped tweet yet where he shows us how many hours he listened, but I'm guessing... Biden is Zeitgang, so based on...
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
He's the worst kind. He listens to it and he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, the opposite of what they're saying.
Yeah, more on that. You guys should listen to this Crooked Media. No, there's some Johns who get it.
They get it. They gets it.
So free at-home rapid tests, extend public transit mask requirement, testing for international travelers, which all makes sense to me. What's next? They're going to put some fucking camps.
Hey, man. Hey, FEMA, man. If you start hearing about FEMA, you know what time it is.
You know what time it is.
Yeah.
You know what the Katrina was just a dry run.
Warm up act, man.
All right. Licorice Pizza's trending. That's the new P.T. Anderson movie.
Okay.
Not to be confused with P.T. Barnum or Wes Anderson, who I always want to confuse him with. But... that's his new movie set in the 70s, shot on 35mm film. Yeah, set in the valley, all about the valley.
My friend's house is where they shot it at. Paul Thomas Anderson is like, you have a valley home that's so valley, I need to shoot in this place for it to be the 70s San Fernando Valley.
The movie, it feels like one of those movies you make with your friends, like when you're a kid, except done by like one of the best filmmakers of all time. But like the Haim sister is the lead. She's getting, I think, a lot of awards buzz. She's never been in a movie, like acted in a movie before. I don't know if she's ever acted before, but the reason he knows her and her sisters is because their mom was his art teacher when he was growing up.
No.
In a valley, like,
Alana Haim, that's the one. Wow, that's wild. Talk about, that's like, what form of nepotism is that?
I watched the movie. She's so good. Philip Seymour Hoffman's son is the lead, the male lead. It's a romantic comedy, and like, so it's got a male and female lead. And Philip Seymour Hoffman's son had not acted in anything really before. He's fucking like phenomenal. So it's like, man, this is... You don't hear many arguments for nepotism, but this feels like one of them. It's really fucking good. People should check it out. I was shocked personally that Red Notice was nowhere to be seen on this.
Yeah, the film of the century, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard. West Side Story got some big awards. The lead actress, the young woman who was the result of a national talent search, who like went viral when she got selected
with her bathroom audition that she absolutely with her bathroom destroyed. Audition.
So she won best actress in this national review board.
Damn.
Yeah, that movie's supposed to be like, people are saying that's gonna be really good. She also has an iHeart podcast on the My Cultura network.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Damn. Rachel Zegler, that's who it is.
Rachel Zegler.
Rachel Zegler, come through.
Just another podcast host. It's not a chat show. She's acting in it, but yeah, so she's about to be like a household name.
It's funny because I saw headlines that were like, yo, the West Side Story film is like near perfection. And I like how, and like, you know, like the LA Times said something like, yo, Spielberg has his groove back. And even the New York Post, who likes to always push back like on whatever they think the like lib newspapers are doing, they said, West Side Story review, Spielberg's take on musical, not as bad as you'd think. So they still had to kind of shit on it, but still be like, wasn't bad though.
I know. You think our most commercially successful living director, it remaking what is like one believed to be one of the best movies of the 20th century. I know you probably think that's gonna suck, right?
Yeah,
it's not complete shit. Okay,
just so, kind of maybe could be shit. I don't know. It's kind of good.
Did you know about Tragedy of Macbeth? That's another one that was kind of getting some awards. In this is like one of the first big award season awards, so that's why I'm paying attention to it. But Tragedy of Macbeth is a adaptation of Macbeth that's written and directed by one of the Coen brothers, which is first solo joint from one of the Coen brothers, starring Denzel as Macbeth. So I don't know, man.
Okay, who's Lady Macbeth?
Frances McDormand. So.
Wait, for real?
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's like
your reaction.
Yeah, I was like, wait, huh? Really? Yeah. Okay. I mean, makes sense. You know, that's your boo. You know, cast your boo. Yeah. And she's also I have no
and also nothing like bad one of great her. Actors, but
yeah, her performances.
Yeah.
Like
I can't picture her just going off and being like out damn spot.
Right.
Cause she's so just of the earth.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. Also, Don't Look Up. I've been kind of curious to see what people think of that movie, the new Adam McKay movie, and it made their top 10 year-end list. So seems like that might be pretty good, or at least not complete shit, to borrow a term from the New York Post.
Yeah. a headline construction, one of their favorites.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm excited. Power of the Dog, I think, is one of the ones that didn't really get any recognition in this, even though people think it, I think it was the favorite prior to this, to win the Best Picture Award.
Just so surreal to me that like kind of the conversation around movies is like picking up to like 2019-ish like levels. Whereas like last year it was like, bro, I don't know what the fuck even came out. Who the fuck is going to give any, what is this? And I haven't been to I can't remember the last movie I saw in the movie theater, but times are changing, huh? The earth is healing. The industry is healing.
Yeah. I still haven't seen House of Gucci, which I promised myself I was going to see. But
I'm going to see that. I just don't know. I'm trying to find a screener or something.
Licorice Pizza got to me. My wife and I were trying to figure out which one we were going to see, and I was just like, damn, this looks too good.
So, yeah, rather than the movie,
one that's just
the head scratcher of the House of Gucci.
Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
And we're back. And Major League Baseball is trending because the owners have locked out the players for the first time since the mid-90s. I remember the last time this happened, and I think the general consensus was like, oh, come on, two groups of rich guys fighting with each other.
Right.
I'm hoping that we're past that and we recognize that like one group of rich guys is way richer, the other group is like still trying to, you know, make it, you know, and a bunch of them are like coming up from the minors where they make like minimum wage, and the owners don't provide anything other than capital, so
right,
fuck them. And they're the ones who are the aggressors here. They're locking the players out. I'm going to go out on a limb and say the players are the thing that people go to baseball games to see.
Oh, speak for yourself. I go to see Magic Johnson be overweight and throw a first pitch out. Like,
catch a look at the owner's box. What's he wearing, you know?
Yeah, this is I don't know how much sympathy in this. This is different than 94, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping they find out real quick.
Yeah, okay, good luck with that. Because at the end of the day, your argument is I could be making more money off you people.
Yeah.
Mm. Hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I do. It's pretty ballsy. Like, they showed up and left 8 minutes after the negotiations started and were just announced the lockout 9 hours before the previous agreement had run its course. So they really think that they have a strong hand here with the lockout. The owners do. They're like, let's see him try to do this without us, the rich old guys who sell tickets to watch them do the most amazing shit. Oh,
and right. Then you have like these people like 50 Cent who are like, welcome to 50 Cent's Baseball League, starring all the people from Major League Baseball. Yeah. You're like, but yeah, I mean, what a time. You love to see the rich, you know, get each other's backs and mm-hmm. fight the people that are slightly less rich than them.
Exactly. Susan Sarandon is trending, and I don't know why.
Twitter is a fucking mess. There's like all these takes about how like Susan Sarandon is the reason, like, it, you know, the stress of the Supreme Court and the impending doom over there has just like got a lot of people like, how do we get here? How do we have these majorities? And like a line was, you know, not that this is everyone's take, but this is, for whatever reason, this is being hotly debated. About the fact that Susan Sarandon was the, you know, nexus of all of this, because she...
What did she do?
Because she supported Bernie in 2016, and because of that, that's why Trump won?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Man,
Trump would be president right now if Clinton had won.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like, yeah, because Susan Sarandon is, we all know reflexively, if I said who's the most powerful being in American politics, every fucking person in the country, including children, would say Susan Sarandon.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fucking, I mean, kingmaker. Okay, kingmaker, we all know that.
Sarandon.
Yeah, because, you know, Susan Sarandon was confirming Trump judges. Wait, no, that's Democrats that were elected because right. They wanted to fuck off for their, you know, spring recess early.
Right.
Like, this is so, I mean, again, for people who are just going to like live in like big D blue, no matter who world, like, yeah, this is a very convenient way to deflect all of the attention away from the elected officials who did fuck all.
Right. Exactly.
But anyway,
instead of, criticizing them. They're criticizing a person who didn't just automatically vote for them.
Right.
That's the problem, is that people are too critical of mainstream Democrats.
I don't know. People just, again, have this is, I think, a very, very telling moment, because this is, again, how you'll pit sort of the establishment against any kind of progressive wing. Not to mention that, like, as if Susan Sarandon has had a hand in the systematic, like, dismantling of reproductive rights over decades.
Right.
This isn't like
Sarandon had a hand in doing this.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I just noticed that rhymed.
New York Post. Here we go.
Yeah. Tom Cruise is trending. He is prepping for his most dangerous stunt yet for Mission Impossible 8. In this one, he slips out of a World War II biplane. He hangs from the wing while the plane enters a tailspin.
Oh my God, what?
That shit doesn't even make sense for a Mission Impossible. It does sound dangerous as hell, but I feel like he's just chasing death more than a cool looking stunt.
Yeah, bro, just get COVID, you know? Like, why don't you just do that?
I mean, you heard what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I love, so in this next Mission Impossible film, they are going to be interacting with World War II era technology.
All right, so let me make a prediction, because this is something that I've wanted somebody to put into a movie at some point. There were these Russian soldiers that were known as the Night Witches.
Oh, right. Who used to go silent.
Yeah, they would fly over Germans and then cut the engine and just glide for a little while and drop bombs on them, so you couldn't hear them coming. The bombs would just drop, and then the engines would kick back on, but not before you would hear them laughing at you.
Right, and then...
yeah. So I've been wondering, like, you know, probably World War II era technology, harder to detect by modern technology. It doesn't make sense, but it's a cool idea. so we'll see.
Or it's going to be like fucking Red Notice, or like out of nowhere. It's like, wait, Nazi shit? What?
I haven't seen Red Notice, but I'm excited to talk about it.
I had
with
to.
You. Yeah.
Not
we'll,
I had to.
We'll talk about it on Monday's episode.
I wasn't made to, but I definitely... After seeing all the fucking outlandish claims from Netflix, I'm like, really, fool? Let's see. Because, like, certain things, like the Hemsworth movie, that was just all shoot 'em up shit. Like, I get it. That shit was...
Yeah, that was fun.
But even then, I don't know. We'll talk about it. We'll talk about
it. We'll talk about it. But anyways, Tom Cruise, go to therapy. Don't be the living embodiment of guys would rather go to therapy, or rather... You know,
jump
blank
out of
then
it.
Go to therapy.
Would rather jump out of a World War II era biplane than go to therapy.
Like, I feel like he's just like, modern technology is too safe. We gotta go back to when, you know, trying to fly a plane just killed you at random.
Right. Even like other Scientologists are like, oh,
right.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are the things that are trending on this Thursday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of the show. Yep. Until then, be kind to each other, be kind to yourselves, get the vaccine, get the booster.
Yep.
Don't do nothing about white supremacy, and we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.